Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer at WNYC. So the lead story in some of the main papers today and network newscasts is the U.S. and Russia have reached a nuclear arms deal. This new nuclear arms control agreement between the U.S. and Russia is big and abstract, and you may be thinking, gee, this is the lead story, but what does it have to do with me? So right now we'll try to break it down with a seven-minute primer on the new treaty. Joining us for this briefing is Mary Beth Sheridan, writer for The Washington Post, who has that front page story today. Mary Beth Sheridan, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
Arms control treaty? It seems so 1980s. Why are they negotiating an arms control treaty?
Well, you make a very good point. I think most people think of threats these days as more countries, maybe like Iran or something like that. But, you know, despite everything, the U.S. and the Russians have 95% nearly of the world's nuclear weapons. You know, the Cold War may be over, but the, you know, both sides have arsenals that are really still geared toward nuclear war with each other. And I think there's a desire, certainly in the Obama administration, to really start reducing that for a number of reasons. But one of them is to try to get other countries to refrain from starting their own nuclear programs. So to kind of establish, you know, some leadership by doing this kind of arms control agreement.
So what's actually going to change under this agreement?
Well, it really goes at kind of the biggest, baddest nukes in the arsenal. So these are weapons that are deployed. They're sort of ready to use for long-range missions. So they, in our case, they would be really aimed at Russia pretty much and vice versa. So they will be reduced, those warheads and bombs, by between one quarter and one third.
How many is that? How many nuclear bombs does the United States or does Russia actually have
It's a great question, and it's tricky. We have around 5,000 working bombs and warheads right now, but the ones that are kind of ready to use, that are not in storage, we have about roughly 2,200 of the big long-range ones and roughly 500 of the smaller ones.
And Russia?
They have, you know, their numbers are harder to get a hold of, but roughly the same. And I should say these are classified numbers, so I'm talking estimates, really. But
so we've got about 2,200 nuclear bombs just ready to go, off the shelf. Go ahead and drop them on your enemies. Why does a country, I mean, once you drop more than one nuclear bomb, maybe two, why do you need the other 2,198?
That's a good question. Well, really, you know, the U.S. and the Russians kind of keep the idea has been to go down together. So one side doesn't have what would seem to be a huge advantage. So really, the reason we have them is because they have them and vice versa.
And you write in The Washington Post today that the White House seemed surprised by the Kremlin's declaration of the deal yesterday. Was Russia jumping the gun in their announcement?
You know, I think that the negotiators have basically reached agreement, and in many ways this was not a surprise because Secretary Clinton was in Moscow last week and said all the main obstacles have been cleared. We're just working out the final technical details. And the White House was waiting for a call between President Obama and President Medvedev, which is expected to happen very, very soon. So I think they envisioned this would all be announced after that, and the Russians kind of came out quicker. There's still apparently a few sort of technical details, and the American side is, you know, doing its due diligence and so on. But it seems like for all intents and purposes, the deal is done.
So Medvedev and Obama might agree, but you're right that the treaty may face trouble in that fight club known as the U.S. Senate.
That's exactly right. And this does represent, you know, assuming it is done, a victory for Obama. These negotiations dragged on for the better part of a year, and at times were very difficult. But they did apparently get to the end. However, you know, this treaty will now have to be ratified by the Senate. It'll need 67 votes, so it'll need Republican support, of course. And, you know, past arms control treaties have taken a long time, often more than a year, to ratify. And Republicans have made it clear they have questions about this. You know, they haven't seen the final text yet, but they're
worried about the main concern?
You know, I think probably there's really two main concerns. One is the U.S. has plans for a missile defense kind of shield for Europe, and the Russians are very unhappy about that. The U.S. says, "Hey, this is really aimed at Iran, not you, Russia." But the Russians worry that, in essence, you know, their missiles become less effective if they, you know, are stopped by a shield, right? So, in other words, the Russians really were pushing for some language limiting the U.S. side, and the Republicans and really the U.S. military say, "No, we want to be able to, you know, to do this missile defense. We think it's very effective," and so on. So that's a big one. I think there's some language on this in the treaty, and that will be studied very closely. The second thing is exactly how much verification procedures are there in this treaty. How do they compare to the previous ones? I think Republicans want to make sure that that the U.S. side has the ability to monitor the Russians.
Gee, they need 67 votes to ratify any treaty in the Senate. Can't they just call it part of a budget and do it in reconciliation?
Well, who knows with the Senate? Yeah, I think this will, and you know, I think that too, this will probably, I mean, the Republicans in the Senate have made it clear that they're going to use this to really raise the whole, you know, the entire nuclear program of the U.S. They really want to scrutinize, you know, all the different aspects. So I think it's going to be kind of a long road to get this ratified.
So they want to be the party of yes on lots of nuclear bombs.
Well, I think their concern is that our arsenal is aging. And so there's a lot of discussion about what you do to and how much you kind of modernize our weapons complex and our weapons. At what point does that look like we're building new stuff or, you know, advancing our nuclear program, and at what point is it, you know, maintaining what we have?
Mm-hmm. Last thing, if they're going to destroy hundreds of nuclear bombs in the U.S. and in Russia, what happens to the nuclear material therein?
Well, that's an excellent point. Now, first of all, it takes years and years and years for these things to be taken apart. We've got a big, huge backlog, so that actually won't happen for a while. But they can be sort of you know, you can kind of take them out of commission. They take that the fissile material, the uranium, and they use it for other things. You know, power plants and so on. They try to sort of recycle.
Because there's a big black market in Russian fissile material from past bombs right now, isn't there?
That has been a huge concern. In fact, the U.S. spends, you know, millions of dollars trying to ensure that Russian nuclear material is guarded and not stolen, but that is in fact a very real concern about how well protected this stuff is. So
that's why the U.S. wants strong verification.
I think the verification is actually focused on the weapons that are deployed, but mm-hmm. there actually is a separate nuclear security summit that Obama is going to host next month in Washington with maybe 50 heads of state, and they're going to really focus on the issue of securing nuclear material so that it doesn't fall into the hands of terrorists.
All right. Well, maybe that's not everything people need to know about the nuclear arms control deal in 7 minutes, but it's a good start. Anything you would add?
No, I think just stay tuned because we'll be hearing a lot about this over the next year, I think, as it goes through the whole ratification procedure.
Mary Beth Sheridan wrote up the new U.S.-Russia arms control deal on page one of the Washington Post today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in just a minute. We will conclude our Digital Life series for the month of March with Peter Rojas, who will take your digital device questions and digital controversy questions coming up next.